This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's $56 billion state budget proposal mostly holds the line on new taxes. One new and notable revenue generator is a $200 million levy on social media companies. It would help pay for public education. Pritzker's speech today also veered away from budgetary issues. The governor led a moment of silence for fallen civil rights icon, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, who died yesterday. Pritzker also railed against President Trump and his brutal deportation campaign, Operation Midway Blitz. We'll have more on Governor Pritzker's budget plan later in the rundown. The Reverend Jesse Jackson spent decades fighting for the rights of minorities, including immigrants. My colleague Adriana Cardona-McGeegod reports Jackson left a mark on many people, including Lawrence Benito, who is executive director of the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights. He first remembers hearing Jackson speak years ago when he was in college.
He just gave this incredible speech, right? That had people, you know, standing, clapping, shouting, you know, his signature line, keep hope alive.
Benito says Jackson supported many campaigns and policies to improve the lives of immigrants.
He was a supporter and constantly calling us in, like, let me know how I can be, you know, helpful, whether it was driver's licenses or health care.
And Benito says Jackson was always trying to bring people together. The Newberry Library in Chicago has received $4 million from the Mellon Foundation to expand access to its vast indigenous collections with a focus on language. My colleague Courtney Kippers reports the loss of indigenous languages has been called a state of emergency. And with this new grant, the Newberry is focused on making language-related materials more easily accessible. Rose Myron is the library's vice president for research and education.
Those are often of major interest to tribal nations who are working on language revitalization activities. And so this grant includes the full digitization of that Indigenous languages collection.
Newberry's Indigenous collection includes more than 1 million manuscript pages, plus thousands of maps, photographs, and atlases. You're listening to The Rundown. And back to the budget, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker today is proposing a $56 billion state budget for the fiscal year that will start in July. The plan mostly holds the line on taxes, but it is built on a bit of financial uncertainty as a result of the feuding between Springfield and the White House. The governor used his speech to rail against President Trump and his brutal deportation campaign, and he also led a moment of silence for fallen civil rights icon, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, who died yesterday. Here to break down the governor's speech for us is our Springfield correspondent, Mawa Iqbal.
Governor Pritzker has unveiled a $56 billion spending plan. It's the eighth budget plan he's presented, and it's up by close to $1 billion in spending over the current budget. So a big focus for the governor this year is spending on education. You know, he's proposing a 75% increase for Illinois' most underfunded public schools. Pritzker also said he wants to dedicate nearly $200 million to pay down the state's pension liabilities, which has been a huge problem for decades. Other initiatives he's included are expanding affordable housing, banning so-called junk fees, and curbing social media usage among young children.
So there's a lot to unpack there, but this plan mostly holds a line on any new taxes or fees, right?
Mostly, yeah. Pritzker is proposing a new tax on social media platforms like X, Facebook, and TikTok. And essentially, the way it would work is tech companies like Meta would have to pay a monthly fee based on the number of monthly active Illinois users or accounts from whom they collect the data. It'll be a tiered rate structure, so larger platforms will have to pay more. And his office says they're expecting this will generate around $200 million in funding that will go towards schools. The governor's also hoping to draw more taxes from corporations and casinos as well.
This spending plan is being put together at kind of a tough time for the state. The Trump administration is trying to cut federal funding for Illinois in a lot of levels. Walk us through the budgetary impact of those federal funding cuts.
Yeah, Pritzker, you know, of course, is a very outspoken critic of President Trump, and he's accused the White House of punishing Illinois for that criticism by trying to withhold almost $2 billion in funding from the state. So that includes more than $1 billion in funding for childcare and other services that was put on the chopping block by the White House, but only temporarily was saved by a federal judge not too long ago. There's also the impact from the big tax cut plan that Trump and congressional Republicans passed last year, H.R. 1, which for the state of Illinois is about $500 million in lost revenues and implementation costs for the state.
Well, we broadcast the governor's speech live, and he used his speech to attack President Trump in other ways, too. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. Pritzker, you know, he hit Trump for making life, how he said, harder and less affordable for Illinoisans with tariff taxes, disruptive trade wars, cuts to health care, food assistance, et cetera, et cetera. But Pritzker also blasted Trump for last fall's deportation campaign in the Chicagoland area. And he actually turned to a historical moment, the Pullman strike of the 1890s. That's when President Grover Cleveland sent U.S. Marshals to break up a strike by rail car workers in Chicago, which actually led to more than 24 workers getting fatally shot. So Pritzker, you know, in a speech, quoted Illinois' governor at the time, John Peter Altgeld, who was bitter at Cleveland's overreach and essentially compared him to the Tsar of Russia. And Pritzker said that moment from more than a century ago sound all too familiar with what we've been experiencing here in Illinois.
And Mawa, before I let you go, have we heard anything from Republicans about Pritzker's budget plan, and what are the prospects this actually will get to the governor's desk for a signature?
Yeah, Republican lawmakers, unsurprisingly, blasted Pritzker for what they call unreasonably high taxes on families. And they chided the governor for blaming the state's, quote, problems on Trump. The thing is, though, that none of the GOP reactions, noise, objections will likely have an impact on the shape of the budget package, since Democrats maintain legislative supermajorities and can essentially give the governor what he wants.
Weather today, sunny, very windy, warmer, high in the upper 60s, wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, low in the mid 40s, and then Thursday, showers and thunderstorms, high in the mid 50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.